Warning, if you're using a sportsbook to bet on the finals, you're getting robbed. Delete that app and join the millions using Polymarket. Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sportsbook. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sportsbooks. It's available in all 50 states. Polymarket, your go-to prediction market for basketball's biggest stage. Download Polymarket in the App Store and use promo code BLOCK to unlock $50 free for your first trade. Download and use code BLOCK.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.
This is Rock and Roll Football.
Rock and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio.
Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
What a lovely show it was today. I'm Jay Lawrence, by the way, in for Matt Ford.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Jay. How are you? I'm good. Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah.
What did we speak about on the show today?
Oh, all sorts. We spoke about the most petty thing you've ever done in your life.
Lots of pettiness today.
About which Premier League footballer you'd be compared to by senior management.
See, I was fine with mine because Champions League winner, Premier League winner. I think that's pretty good going.
I think Jordan Henderson's reputation has been tainted somewhat.
I don't think he was referring to that.
Well, I won't give away mine because that one. But people are still guessing now. Someone's just guessed. Jimmy Banjo's just guessed Ray Parler.
For what purpose?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's not the locks. No. I can tell you that.
And Richie Firth has called me Gareth Barry as well. Also incorrect.
Because he's, just always there?
I don't know.
He's just always around.
Again, I don't think it's complimentary. It's just, he's just there. And quite an unglamorous player, really, isn't he?
Welcome to the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Glad to know. We've got two screens up in the studio today.
We have to mention, because
we've got producer Liam's a big Birmingham City fan.
Yes, and they're playing in the early kickoff in the Championship, currently losing 2-1 at Sunderland. Rooney Ball is still not really paying dividends for the Blues.
Liam, are you having a good time?
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Matthew Dyson?
Yes.
What's going on today?
Well, massive amounts of claret could be spilled in North London later, and not by the Metropolitan Elite at a cheese and wine party. The Gunners taking on Burnley in just one of three 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon. If VAR decisions don't go their way again, like last weekend's triple-pronged aberration against Newcastle, I imagine the club will probably release another statement if Arteta goes off on one. Since when did clubs release statements about post-match interviews in the heat of the moment? Grow up. Imagine if Newcastle released one after Kevin Keegan's famous rant against Alex Ferguson in the 90s. Yes, the club would like to confirm we will indeed love it if we beat them. Ridiculous. Elsewhere at three, it's like Julia Donaldson supergroup at Selhurst Park as the wise old owl Roy Hodgson takes on the worm-eating Gruffalo himself, Sean Dyche, as Crystal Palace play Everton. But will this bedtime story send us to sleep or eventually be turned into an animated film voiced by James Corden? We shall see. Also, with talk of a takeover nearly reaching a conclusion, Ten Hag's hapless Man United side are at home to Luton Town. The Hatters will need their hats on if it rains at leaky Old Trafford. But maybe new investor Jim Ratcliffe will sort all that out. The second richest man in the UK, according to the Times, with an estimated fortune of £29 billion on the verge of buying a 25% stake in the club. Great to see a Brit investing in the country where he made his fortune, putting something back, supporting future generations. Although actually, wait a second, it says on his Wikipedia page that Ratcliffe officially changed his tax residence from Hampshire to Monaco in 2020, a move that saves him around £4 billion in tax a year. Oh, sort of leaves a bit of a sour taste in the mouth. Perhaps he doesn't like giving back after all. Sort of ruined the preview of the red-hot Premier League action, to be honest. But we are back. The man with just one impression for everyone, Jay Lawrence, is back again today as the man with a thousand voices. There he is. Matt Ford continues his time on the sidelines. And producer Liam is here after revealing this week that in 2009, when he was just 14, he posted the following status update on his Facebook. Vampire, emo, rocker, I'd still love you. So open-minded he was back then, or perhaps just not picky. Who knows? But you're all welcome here on Rock and Roll Football, even vampires.
What did producer Liam...
Well, in 2009, he took to Facebook. I don't know if he'd been drinking cider down the park. Well, no, look, you were, what, 14 at the time?
So let's get perhaps. You on. Where are you, Liam?
Yeah. I'm over here. Yeah.
It's one of my favourite tweets I've seen for a long time. I've just shared it, actually, if you want to have a look. It just says vampire, emo, rocker, I'd still love you. What a weird statement.
So we need to go back to 2009, and we need to figure out why you would put that. So had you recently seen Twilight, which was big at that time?
Came out in 2008. You've never seen it. Oh wow! So we can rule that out.
You did say it could have been because of somebody that you were into at the time, who presumably was. A vampire, I'm guessing.
All of the above. Ozzy Osbourne.
Really?
Ozzy
Osbourne. So it was like a big. It was a come and get me, please. to this
maybe
specific emo rocker.
Because that was quite a thing back then, wasn't it? You would indirect people, wouldn't you?
Right. Okay. It's a subtweet. Right. Media. Subtweet. Yes. I think I'd call it. Yeah.
It was
definitely
14-year-old Liam was subtweeting somebody who was vampire-esque.
Someone who identified as the undead. Yeah.
I've got no idea. I just don't know.
He says he's got no idea. But do you know what he just said a moment ago, Dyson? He just said a moment ago, two girls liked it.
I feel like I'm getting robbed when I bet the finals on a sports book.
Dude, delete that app. You need to be using Polymarket.
Polymarket?
Polymarket is a prediction market, not a sports book. You trade against other fans, not the house. That means more money for you and less for greedy sports books.
Even during the finals?
Especially during the finals. You can even trade on whether Trump or Chalamet will attend the games.
No way. What's the catch?
No catch. And it's available in all 50 states. Polymarket is so confident you'll never go back, they're giving you $50 free on your first trade.
I'm deleting my sportsbook app. How do I get started?
Download Polymarket now and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free for your first trade. Stop letting sportsbooks steal from you. Download Polymarket and use promo code BUZZ for $50 free on your first trade. Use promo code BUZZ.
Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply.
Two losses in a row for Spurs, Dyson. And look, we have brought it up, the fact that you and Ange Postecoglou, you don't look dissimilar, right?
Yes.
And then what was it that you won that award for? Was it last year? Was it the year before?
Secret Crush, a few years. Well, it wasn't really an award. It was a public vote.
Oh, well, that's even better.
As a secret crush.
Yeah, forget the critics. We want the public vote. So you came third or second, didn't you?
I came second, yeah.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry. I do like to think
in the Heat magazine poll,
I like to think that Ange Postecoglou's wife saw it and was like, do you know what? So, Ange, mate.
Yeah.
Like, there's my Australian accent.
You can do an Australian accent. Wow, there you go.
What are you smiling about? Yeah.
And so you said, Ange, you should model yourself on this guy.
That's exactly what happened. Do you think that's what happened?
I like to think that's exactly what happened,
Do you have a message for Ange Postecoglou after his team lost two in a row?
I mean, I don't think he's been found out. I think they will bounce back. This isn't a Spursy moment, as everyone always calls it. I think he'll bounce back and just keep doing what you're doing.
Keep doing what you're doing, Ange.
Looks-wise, you're on to a winner.
I like as well, you just mentioned a moment ago, it's like, he's got a better head of hair. Didn't really know what to respond to that. Like, because I thought, if I agree to it, not going to go down well. And if I say no, he's not, well, that's just a straight up lie.
Well, exactly, But producer Liam was wondering if at the Spurs training ground, they go around saying, oh, you look just like that Matt Dyson. I'm absolutely ready. I very much doubt it.
If only, if you're at the training ground at any point this week, if you could ask. Do you know what? Football journalists do ask Ange Postecoglou questions.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a question that needs to be asked.
Yeah. Well, maybe, maybe our paths will cross at some point in the future and we'll get a picture together. That'd be nice.
Actually, you've been compared to somebody else as well, haven't you? Another
footballer.
A Premier League footballer.
Yesterday. Yeah. By our boss.
Actually, I'll tell you what. Pause that, because I have as well.
This is a weird thing he does, where he compares presenters on air to Premier League footballers, and it's sort of like an analogy as to how good you are as to which Premier League footballer he picks.
Yeah, and then then you can dive really deep into it, and work if you know anything about the footballer. It's like, he was really bad against Burnley last week. Yeah. Like,
it's not always complimentary. That's the thing. Yeah, sometimes
So he compared me because you can pull back the curtain. You have meetings sometimes, don't you, with your boss? And I want to be clear, he did mean this as a compliment. He compared me to And I am a Liverpool fan, so I presume this is why I did it. Former Liverpool captain, Champions League winner, Jordan Henderson.
Oh, yeah. If Stevie G in his pomp, you'd
honestly,
be
delighted. I'd have been crying.
But, Jordan Henderson, he was pretty good, you know, back in the day.
I know, but you can look into it, though, can't you? Because you'd be like, it's going to be like, oh, so is he saying that I'm decent, but he'd prefer Naby Keita? Like, you know.
And especially now, Jordan Henderson now, since he went to Saudi Arabia, it's not a great comparison, is it? Really?
He could have essentially said, like, Jay, you know, you've got 644 listeners in Saudi Arabia. That's what he was saying.
Exactly. It's like, you're purely in it for the money. What is he saying? you're abandoning your principles for cash. So just like Jordan Henderson.
He meant it as I'm consistently good. But I was like, well, I have been following Liverpool for a while. And you've obviously not watched the last couple of years, to be honest with you, mate. You have been compared to...
I have, yeah.
Premier League footballer.
It was a weird one from, a while back as well.
Okay, I think we should do like a guessing game. I wonder if we can do some sort of clue. Can we have some sort of clue? Or maybe give like two qualities to this position?
He was like a midfielder. Midfielder.
A midfielder who used to play in the Premier League.
It was a good 10 years ago, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that. Hello to Wes in Grimsby, who says, Matt Dyson. Is it Yaya Toure?
Oh, Yaya Toure. Similar career to the player in question.
Is it?
Actually, yeah. Made his name in France, then went to play in Spain, and then came to the Premier League later on down the line. So quite a similar career path to Yaya Toure. Someone else, Claire here, is saying, similar Jan Mulby.
Jan Mulby!
Jan Mulby! Liverpool in the 80s.
Yes!
Oh, he was great. In those short shorts that they used to wear, he was amazing, but it wasn't.
But you said it was like 10, 15 years ago, in the Premier League.
So he retired about 15 years ago. Yeah,
how about this one? Harry's been on. Yeah. Harry says, Thomas Graverson, because he's a bit mad.
Thomas Graverson was great, though.
Thomas Graverson went from Everton and wasn't playing for Everton, and then Real Madrid were like, well, we'll have him.
Yeah, it was weird.
Why did he get picked up by Real Madrid?
He's got a very good agent.
An extremely good agent.
Graverson. And actually, there's another link there, because this player that I was compared to also played for Real Madrid. So we're getting closer. I feel we're getting closer.
It is time for glory hunters, Matthew Dyson.
Ah, yes.
It's time to feel relaxed. Where are we travelling to today?
Let's travel to Morpeth Town once again. Actually, well, we're following Morpeth Town, known as the Highwaymen in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. They play their trade at Craik Park in Morpeth. But today we are on the road away at Stafford Rangers, of course, in Staffordshire. That's the big game we're keeping an eye on. Morpeth at Stafford. We've been looking into Morpeth over the past couple of weeks. I must say a very big thank you to Ralph Anderson from Essex, who told me about a pub there in Morpeth called The Grotto, which is built into the rocks at the coast, which if you look up The Grotto in Morpeth, it's quite an outstanding
building, isn't it?
It's like some sort of lift shaft leading from the top of the cliff down to this hotel bar area, which is almost built into the cliff. I mean, they might suffer from coastal erosion over the next few years, but I mean, it's quite an impressive...
Save that for the coastal erosion podcast.
It's quite an impressive looking thing. I mean, I've been looking at more interesting facts about Morpeth, and I've tried to find some celebrities that were born there.
Go on.
I mean, the only one of note is Alex Banfield, British opera star and concert tenor. You ever heard of him?
I think we've got some sort of tumbleweed sound effect here.
I'd never heard of him either. There's no big name stars coming out of Morpeth, but it looks like a lovely town. And up the Highwaymen.
Up the Highwaymen. Just to be clear as well, before I say this, because Morpeth, it does look like a lovely place, but it does sound a little bit like a Count Dracula's assistant or something like that, doesn't it,
yes.
Morpeth? And do you know what that does remind me of? Mm. Is this tweet that we've spoken about from producer Liam, where he wrote, Vampire Emo Rocker, I'd Still Love You,
still
from
love
2009.
You.
Vampire, Morpeth, could be it.
Morpeth.
Was Vampire Morpeth, I still love you.
Count Duckula's assistant.
Exactly.
Morpeth!
Getting you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
So we've been talking, haven't we, Dyson, about footballers that we've been compared to, actually by the same person who may or may not be our boss.
Yeah.
May not be listening. Now, I've realised, we put it out on a text, didn't we? 8 to 12, 15, we've been saying, you know, which footballer do you think it could be that you've been compared to? I've actually just seen that somebody's got it right.
Wow.
So we've got producer Liam to get him on. Let's get him on the line, producer Liam. We'll get him on the line. We'll do some text before that. So you've got somebody suggested something to you.
Yes, Darren on Twitter says Paul Scholes. Is it Paul Scholes?
That's a massive compliment, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it would be. He was a great...
One of the greatest...
He was part of the golden generation, wasn't he? Of course, yeah, but a great midfielder.
Could fit into the England squad, though.
Yeah,
is that what we're saying?
It's just like, work with
great
Lampard.
Guy,
yeah.
Great guy, just doesn't fit in.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. But, I mean, no, it's not... my player was more of a defensive midfielder, I'd say.
Ah, okay. What about, well, not a centre back then, because no. Dom in York has said Razor Ruddock.
Oh, yeah, there's been a few Razor Ruddocks. I wish it was Razor Ruddock. He's a character, isn't he? What an amazing character Razor Ruddock is.
We've had Mel say, I apologise profusely. Sorry, Matt, in advance. Was it Razor Ruddock in his grey era?
His grey era. He's still in his grey era, isn't he? We had Razor Ruddock on this show once.
Did you?
I think it was during lockdown, and he came on and he started talking about this pump that he had to improve his married life, and we couldn't use it anyway, so we just had to put it on the podcast because it was quite explicit. But Razor Ruddock was like, he had some sort of deal where he was paid to promote this pump. It was amazing.
To be fair, the brand was probably not pump to improve your married life, was it? I'm sure that was not what it was called. Right, Liam, you've got the person who's got it right on the line. Okay, hello. Which footballer do you think Matt Dyson has been compared to?
Claude Makélélé.
Claude Makélélé?
He's right! Yeah.
He's right! He's right!
How did you get it?
It's what?
Yeah, you're spot on. That's amazing.
Why do you think he's been compared to Claude Makélélé?
It was just a description. He played in France, he played in Spain.
Wow.
He played in the Premier League and then he played for Real Madrid.
Excellent football knowledge there.
Do you think that Matt Dyson has any qualities that you compare, because Claude Makélélé, he was dominant on the field, wasn't he? Do you think Matt Dyson's dominant in the radio field?
He's dominant in everything he does.
Thank you. Who is this, by the way? What's your name, sir?
Ian.
And whereabouts are you, Ian? Oh, he's out beeping his horn.
No, that's my missus. We're going out.
Sorry for keeping you. Sorry I'm late. I was just comparing someone on the radio to Claude Makélélé. Amazing, Ian. Yeah, I think it was quite uncomplimentary. It's more slightly because he was a defensive midfielder. It's sort of workman-like.
The water carrier,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what the boss was saying.
That's what he
exactly
was.
That's what he was. Which I wasn't that pleased about, to be honest.
Ian, thank you very much.
Nice one, too.
Cheers. What's going on with Glory Hunters, Dyson?
Morpeth away at Stafford Rangers, still goalless. Blissett's glancing header goes well wide of the target. It's the latest update from Morpeth Town AFC's Twitter feed, but it's 0-0 at half-time.
Actually, we do have to put out an apology as well, because we've had multiple texts, multiple tweets. not happy with you, to be fair, Matthew Dyson. I'll be honest with you, not happy with you.
My inaccurate facts, which I think were handed to me by someone called Ralph in Essex, but Morpeth isn't on the coast is the big takeaway that a lot of people are saying. The Grotto place, which is
the pub
in the pub built into the cliff by the sea, is somewhere else in the northeast. Morpeth is inland in Northumberland. Its most famous person is Noddy from Biker Grove. Kerry. Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you
That's
very much. Kerry, who was it before?
It was a famous opera singer.
What was his name?
I can't remember. Matt and you. Rock and
roll football. Dyson, something went on in South America.
Yes. Big story.
It's like an 80s film title.
Something went on in South America. Let's talk about it. Yeah, so it was a huge story this week. One of the best stories in the world of football in Peru, where there was like a winner-takes-all decider at the end of the season in Peru. And Alianz Lima were playing their arch-enemies Universitario. And you may have seen this because it's been getting coverage left, right and centre. But as soon as they lost at home to their main rivals, they didn't want to let them celebrate, so they just turned off all of the power because it was a nighttime game. They turned off the floodlights. Apparently, the ref still had the whistle in his mouth. And as soon as the whistle went, they're not celebrating in our ground.
Dark.
It's the most petty thing you've ever seen. They go, no, you're not having any lights on. All you could see was like the faint glow of the advertising hoardings.
Of course,
you could not see the players, let alone celebrate. So I don't know how they celebrated in the dark.
They're still there. has there ever been a pettier thing? Do you think? I can't think of another pettier thing.
The most petty
in sports
thing in the world, isn't it? Yeah.
It reminds me of when I was a bit childish. Younger, when I was like 15 or something, playing FIFA with my mate Tom. Right.
Yeah.
This is this thing that happened all the time.
Yeah.
If I was beating him, like let's say like 3-0 at half time on FIFA, he'd turn it off. He'd
turn
the console. He would turn the console up. He would throw the controller and he'd walk away.
Turning it off. It's my PlayStation.
It was his PlayStation. That's what he used to say.
Because
it's the equivalent of, you know, like when you used to play football down the park or something, like the ball goes
right,
over or something. It's my ball. I'm going home. It's exactly
I've had
that.
Of this. So
what
petty.
Is the most petty thing you have done?
Yes, Adam in Sheffield says, "Hi guys, me and my cousin used to play Pokemon religiously in the early 2000s. We fell out over something, so I logged onto his Game Boy and restarted his Pokemon save. Still feel guilty today." That's
Adam,
nice.
That is awful. As somebody who loved playing Pokemon in the late 90s, early 2000s, I just don't think we'd be friends, Adam.
No,
if you do
that,
something like that, what's it say about your character?
Yeah, he still feels guilty about it. And an anonymous one from London here says, "Hi, the pettiest thing I ever did was when my boyfriend got with someone else one day. I went to see him and her toothbrush was in the bathroom.
Oh.
So I rubbed it round the toilet bowl."
No.
That's not on, is it? That's dangerous.
I'm very happy that person chose to be anonymous.
Yeah.
I feel very awkward saying, you know, I don't like that one. How about this one? Sorry, I'm just being honest. It's just too much. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
It's a step too far, isn't it? Anonymous.
It
Come
is.
On. What were you thinking?
Paul in Cheltenham has been on. Oh, years ago, Cheltenham Town were playing away at Stevenage in winter, and the pitch was prepared for the first half, which was played. Cheltenham were winning, and funnily enough, the Stevenage ground staff couldn't find their shovels to clear the pitch for the second half, so it was postponed. What's this? What's Paul saying? Is Paul saying that he has conspired to stop the game? Or is he saying
the
Stevenage ground staff couldn't... I just can't find the shovels.
I don't know where we put the shovels.
We're just going to have to postpone it.
Or is Paul saying that he stole the shovels?
But if Paul in Cheltenham is saying that he stole the shovels and his team are winning...
Yeah.
A bit weird, that.
Yeah. I think he's having a go at the ground staff.
I think he is.
He's saying the ground staff were petty.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Yes, Andrew Johnson jumps on a poorly cleared...
Not that
Andrew Johnson. Another Andrew Johnson has pounced on a poorly cleared ball from 15 yards and slots it in. Get in. Hashtag up the Peth. That's the hashtag Moreton Town AFC use on their Twitter feed. Up the Peth. It sounds weird.
Peth.
That does. It sounds like
a
sort of medical thing.
It does, doesn't it? Up the Peth.
Up the Peth. Apparently a trademark AJ goal. He's on fire. Morpeth 1-0 up at Stafford Rangers.
It sounds like something that, like, you know, at the end of a school day on a Friday night, you'd say to you, "Are you going up the Peth, later?" Do you know what I mean? You're going up the Peth.
Like a recreation.
That's
ground.
It.
Yeah.
You got another pet.
I'm just
going to
hang out the pet.
You got another pet.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
We are supplying them with more success through the Glory Hunters. This show is single-handedly turning their season around because they're now 2-0 up Morpeth Town at Stafford Rangers. Liam Noble has scored his first goal of the season. A cool slotted finish from outside of the box. Hashtag up the pet.
Up the pet.
Up the pet.
It's like when someone gets pregnant now, isn't it? Hashtag up the
pet. Hashtag up the pet.
I forgot what we're doing next. Oh, okay, I remember now. Just got too focused on Morpeth. Morpeth Town AFC.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the most petty things that you have done, haven't we, Dyson?
Yes. After the lights were turned off in a Peruvian game, because they didn't want to see their rivals celebrating.
We've got a good one on 8-12-15.
Yes, this one from Dave in Doncaster, is it, yeah?
Mm.
"Back in the late 90s, my parents bought me and my sister a PlayStation, the original one. With me
Show
being
off.
The old..." Yeah, and I get you. "With me being the oldest at 10 years old, it lived in my room." Fair enough, yeah. "My sister would appear in my room morning, noon and night, desperate to play Rayman."
Mm. Good game. I used to play
was
Rayman.
It good, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
"Eventually, I got fed up of her doing this, so I took a pen to the disc and scratched it so much that it couldn't be read, and she wouldn't come into my bedroom to play on our shared console anymore."
We had something similar about talking about like a Pokemon game, and then was it? Who was it
and
earlier?
And then unsaving. Their,
yeah, that was Adam in
progress.
Sheffield.
Yeah.
Adam in Sheffield said, "Still feel guilty today."
Mm.
Dave in Doncaster, smiley face. Smiley face.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hashtag up the pef.
Oh!
I have an update. If you want to sound the
rock and roll football.
It just says goal. It's three. And then it says Fenton! Because Jenkins cutting ball into the box finds Fenton John. He latches onto the ball and fires it into the net.
So, do you know what? There is nothing like a reference from 2009. There we go. Yeah. 15 years later.
Really nice work from the Morpeth Town AFC admin there, wasn't it?
Do you reckon they have a little chant or anything? Like, to do with up the pair.
They've got to just
shout. The pair.
They've got to shout Fenton. Imagine the whole crowd shouting, Fenton! Fenton! That'd be great.
But you need it all in unison. And to do that, you need a choir master at the front. Yeah. You need a conductor. Yeah. And three. Two,
so they just, they just probably think up the path.
Probably
we
do.
We need
yeah.
to go there and check it out. See we it do. Live
to, well, to be fair, if they're doing so well as they have been, as you said, rock and roll football has essentially made sure that they are winning every single week. Then
exactly.
If it comes to it in a few weeks' time or a few months' time, if they do happen to win every game.
We're going to be live from Morpeth. We're
exactly.
Going to be up the path on
exactly.
a Saturday afternoon. Yeah.
Get your permission slip signed by your parents.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Matt Dyson, what a lovely time. What a wonderful time of the year that was.
The most incredible time of the year, yes. It's been very nice.
Thank you very much for having me these last couple of weeks. I appreciate it.
It's been good. And now we won't be here next week because of the international break, I believe. So we don't do a rock and roll football podcast, but do give us a 5-star review if you've enjoyed this one.
Yeah. And if you've ever attended Paul Konchesky's cafe, Conch's Caf, just let us know.
We're just interested. Get in touch on the socials because I'd love to see pictures. I'd love to get you on and hear your stories about what it was like. Pie mash and liquor is mainly what they serve, but they might have, do they do eels? I don't know.
We have no idea.
Conch's Calf. We've got to find out more.